This is an AQN feature presentation. AQN, the Al-Qaeda Network.
Salam alaikum, my brothers. It is Osama bin Laden here, doing the work of Allah. And this is my second podcast. I know it has been very quiet more than a year now, but you know I am still in a cave in Afghanistan and it is very difficult to find a wireless internet connection here. Usually I am happy if I can just check my email or send out instructions to our freedom fighters. But for this show, I managed to smuggle a memory stick out of the cage in the ass of a specially trained goat. I trained the goat myself to carry objects in his ass and he took it to someone who uploaded this show. Isn't technology marvelous? You can upload an entire show in just one goat. It is great. So here is episode 2. I hope you have all been well. I've gotten many, many emails because of the last show. And you can send me mail at osama@devils.com. That is my little joke. And I will read them out in the show. Okay, maybe I start with that part now.
This is Osama's mailbag.
So what is in Osama's mailbag? Okay, so the first mail is from Muhammad. Not the Prophet Muhammad, of course. Peace be upon him. But from a different Muhammad. And he writes, "Dear Osama, my brothers and I have enjoyed your last podcast very much. We wanted to buy your old tape deck on eBay, but we couldn't find it. We are also enjoying the war in Iraq and in the Gaza Strip, and the continued oppression of women in the Arab world. But we were very sad on December 30th, 2006, when the Imperial dogs killed Saddam Hussein, even though that led to some very nice car bombings. We have even found a song from some American swine who make fun of Saddam. These unworthy infidels must be killed, but we don't know their names. Can you please play the song so our Islamic brothers can help us? Shukran very much, and keep fighting the good fight." Okay, that was a mail from Muhammad. Let's listen to that song then.
Some people say that I'm a bad guy. They may be right. They may be right. But it's not as if I don't try. I just fuck up, try as I might. But I can change, I can change. I can learn to keep my promises, I swear it. I'll open up my heart and I will share it. Any minute now I will be born again. Yes, I can change, I can change. I know I've been a dirty little bastard. I like to kill, I like to make. Yes, I'm insane, but it's okay, cause I can change. It's not my fault that I'm so evil. It's society, society. You see, my parents were sometimes abusive, and it made a prick of me. But I can change, I can change. I can learn to keep my promises, I know it. I'll open up my heart and I will show it. Any minute now I will be born again.
But what if you never change? What if you remain a sandy little butthole?
Hey, Satan, don't be such a twit. Mother Teresa won't have shit on me. Just watch me change. Here I go, I'm taking.
That is a terrible song, terrible. Thank you, Muhammad, for sending me that song. We will find the infidels who recorded it and kill them and all their children. Thank you very much. Okay, more emails from Osama's mailbag. Let's see, this is from the United Kingdom. Dear Mr. Obama Sin Laden. That is my alias, you see, Obama Sin Laden. They cannot discover who I am then, eh? I am writing you on behalf of your insurance claim, reference code 04552B, regarding a scratch on the paintwork of your 1989 Toyota pickup truck, for which you have claimed the sum of £8,000 in compensation. Ah, yes, I remember now. I fill in the claim form. I am afraid we cannot entertain your claim, since the vehicle has been used to blow up a children's hospital with 250 kilos of Semtex. Yes, of course. What else am I going to do with a car? From the pictures you sent, we are unable to ascertain if the damage to the paintwork existed before that time. Well, it sure as hell existed after that time. I mean, what more do I have to do to get an insurance claim? I trust we may rely on your continued patronage for the 1,150 vehicles you have registered with us, though I would like to warn you that your premium on those vehicles has been overdue for some months now. Yours, etc., Charles Higginbottom Admiral Insurance Limited, UK. Stupid Admiral! I am one unsatisfied customer! I hope Allah will fill your bowels with shit! Yes! Oh, look, more email. And the title is Osama, people are talking about you. Oh, I wonder why. If you have a problem getting or keeping an erection, you are not alone. In fact, more than half of all men over 40 have difficulties getting or maintaining an erection. This condition, called erectile dysfunction, occurs with younger and older men as well, but there is a safe, effective, and easy method of treatment. Viagra. When the time is right, you will always be ready. Get Viagra online. Damn it! Why do I always get these emails? How do these infidels know all this? Do they have any idea how stressful it is to live in a cave for years? Oh, just wait. I am going to write them back a strongly worded letter. You just see, you cannot be too tough on these peoples. Okay, so that was Osama's mailbag for now. I'm going to wrap up the show. Thank you.
Excuse me, Osama.
What is it, Mohammed?
Do you know electricity?
Yes, what about it?
I mean, I am trying to make a bomb jacket, but I can't figure out the detonator.
Mohammed, I am doing the show now.
What, you are doing the podcast again?
Yes, and you are ruining it. Give me 5 minutes, okay? I'll be right with you.
Can I tell a joke?
What joke?
I know a joke. It is a knock-knock joke.
I don't like knock-knock jokes, Mohammed. If you live in a cave, afraid of being bombed or raided by the Americans, pretty much the last thing you want to hear is knock-knock.
Oh, too bad. It was a nice joke. Your listeners would have loved it.
Okay, people, I want to introduce you to Mohammed. Not the Prophet Mohammed, of course. Praise be upon him. But Mohammed from Pakistan. They have many, many devout Muslims in Pakistan fighting for freedom, blowing people up. Mohammed, come here. Talk into microphone.
Hello, Muslim brothers. It is Mohammed in the house. Are we killing, bombing, raping, and rapping? Yes, we is. Power to Allah.
Hey, what is this? Shut up. This is my podcast. Get your own podcast if you want to be a funny clown DJ man.
I am sorry, Osama.
Now, what was that joke? And don't make it a knock-knock joke. Change it.
I have a different joke. Why do we kill so many women and children?
Well, I don't know. They get in the way, always hanging around at markets and in hospitals where they have no business. When we want to blow up men, they are just there, I suppose.
No, because Allah needs a lot of virgins these days.
Well, that was it?
Yes.
Well, it's not much of a joke.
Well, it is funnier in the original Urdu.
Oh, I bet it is. It has to be, really.
Okay, so can you help me with this bomb jacket then, please?
What did I tell you about bombs inside the cave? One false move and the Yankees are going to have to scrape us off the wall and take us to Guantanamo on a spatula.
Oh, don't worry, it's just a jacket. I can't work out the detonator. Is red positive or negative? I always forget.
Red is positive, I think. There is a trick, you know. Red is the color of blood and blood is positive.
Okay, thank you. You are very wise, Osama.
Who is that jacket for anyway? It is very small. You won't fit inside that jacket.
It is not for me. It is for my son, Abdul.
Wow, you are giving a bomb jacket to your own son? You must be a good Muslim.
Well, maybe. But the little shit has pissed me off one too many times. You know, I caught him having sex with his little sister.
What?
Yes. He said he wanted to make sure she was not a virgin, so she would not have to give BJs to martyrs when she went to heaven. Can you believe that? Kids today,
Well, okay. That is bad news for the martyrs, but I think it's kind of sweet of your son to worry.
Worry? Do you know what this does to the retail value of a girl to have her broken in by her own brother? I was going to ask 250,000 rupee for her hand in marriage. Now I am lucky to get 50,000 rupee for that little whore.
How much is a rupee anyway? I have no idea.
Well, 250,000 rupee is about $4,000. It's not much for a 10-year-old bride, but there is a glut on the market.
Wow. Well, I hope your son enjoyed it then. Okay. Well, to round off the show, I have one more song. It's a tribute to all of us living and working here in the cave to protect your freedom.
Hard to find. Those guys will show enough be with their heads for that crime. They had the fatwa feeling, but it was not divine. We'll squeal for a dollar. Some of them will need your collar. We're gonna put them nasty dogs away. You hear me?
Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda. Your time's expired. Al-Qaeda. Round them up.
Smoke them out and drive them out the cave now.
Blow them up.
Take them out, a bing, bada, boom.
Your hideout's gone. Hey, way. Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda. Your boss was fired. Al-Qaeda. Round them up.
Take them out and smoke them out the hole now.
Blow them up.
Boom, bada, bing, bada, boom.
There ain't no running away. Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda. Your game.
Osama? Why did you play that song? That was no tribute.
What? Yes, of course it was. Didn't you hear the words?
Yes, I did.
It was all about us and how we kill people and blow them up. It is my favorite song. I play it on iPod all the time. What are you talking about? It is a tribute to us, you fool.
Well, if you say so.
Yes, I do.
Well, I like our song better. You know the song we wrote?
Ah, yes. Ah, that was a nice song. We haven't sung that in a while.
So? How about it? For your podcasting fans, Osama.
Well, I don't know. I have a beautiful voice, but I can't really hold a tune.
Oh, come on, Osama. You could almost be an imam. You have a beautiful voice. Come sing the song. You know, we took 2 days to drag this old piano up here in the mountains, and it was very hard to get someone to come in and tune it. Let's use the thing. I'll play, you start us off. Come on, it will be fun. We can get back to plotting the deaths of women and children and infidels and people who are the wrong type of Muslim after the song, okay?
Okay. All the way the martyrs die, all the way the women cry, all the way the Yankees lie, those were the days. Prison parties were okay. We had sex, but we're not gay. I went back for more next game.
You did not.
In Abu Ghraib. And you knew who you killed then.
They were mostly Christian men.
It was almost like Vietnam, but with less trees and more sand. Now we bomb just everyone,
but it doesn't feel like fun.
We killed nearly everyone.
Okay, big finale.
Those were the days.
Well done, Osama. Beautiful singing voice.
That was good fun. But Mohammed, you have to practice more on the piano. That was terrible.
I know, but maybe we can ask Al Jazeera to borrow their studio for a proper recording. Your podcast sounds like crap. Pardon
me
for saying.
I know. Look, what can I say? I'm hiding in a cave. Okay, time to wrap up this podcast. Can you go and get my goat? She runs away every time she sees me.
All goats in these mountains run away from men with beards these days. Okay, I'll try to catch her. Bye, peoples.
Well, this is the end of the second Osama Bin Laden podcast. I hope you liked it. Maybe there will be a third one, inshallah. You can always send me mail at osama@devils.com. And if you are a devout Muslim, I will answer you in the show. May the Prophet walk with you towards Mecca. And remember, we are the religion of peace. So send more money for bombs so that we can make this a peaceful planet. Bye-bye.
You're listening to AQN, the Al-Qaeda Network.